Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 24, Text 48. Yad seva yagner iva rudra rodhanam. Puman vijayan malamatmanastama.
Puman vijayan malamatmanastama.
Bhajeta varnam nijamesha sovyayo. Kuyat sa isha paramo guru guru.
Kuyat sa isha paramo guru guru.
Yat seva yagne riva rudra rodhana. Puman vijayan malamatmanastama.
Puman vijayan malamatmanastama.
Bhajeta varnam nijamesha sovyayo. Yuyat sa isha paramo guru guru.
Yuyat sa isha paramo guru guru.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
By serving whom?
Agne, in touch with fire. Eva,
as it is.
Rudra-rodhanam,
a
block of silver or gold becomes purified.
Puman,
a person,
vichayat,
can give up.
Malam,
all the dirty things of material existence.
Atmana,
of one's own self.
Tamaha,
the mode of ignorance
by which one performs pious and impious activities.
Bhajeta, may revive.
Varnam,
his original identity.
Nijam,
one's own.
Esha,
such.
Saha,
he.
Avyaya,
inexhaustible.
Huyat,
let him become.
Saha,
he.
Isha,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Parama,
the Supreme.
Guru,
Guru. The spiritual master of all other spiritual masters. Translation. One who wants to be free of material entanglement should take to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and give up the contamination of ignorance involving pious and impious activities. Thus one regains his original identity just as a block of silver or gold sheds all dirt and becomes purified when treated with fire. May that inexhaustible Supreme Personality of Godhead become our purporting human life, one is meant to undergo austerity to purify one's existence. Tapo divyam putraka yena sudyed. Because of contamination by the modes of material nature, one continues in the cycle of birth and death. Karanam guna sangasya sadasat joni janmasu. Therefore, the purpose of human life is to purify oneself of this contamination, so that one can regain his spiritual form and not undergo this cycle of birth and death. The recommended process of decontamination is devotional service to the Lord. There are various processes for self-realization such as karma, jnana, and yoga, but none of them is equal to the process of devotional service. As gold and silver can be freed from all dirty contamination by being put into a fire, but not merely by being washed, the living entity can be awakened to his own identity by performing devotional service, yat sevaya, but not by karma, jnana, or yoga. Cultivation of speculative knowledge or practice of yogic gymnastics will not be helpful. Here Prabhupada is quoting Vrishabhdev. Nayam deha deha bhajani rio ke kastan kaman arati vidbujam ye tapo divyam putraka yena satvam. Rishabhdev addressed his sons that, my dear sons, one who has been awarded the human form of life should not engage himself in sense gratification, which is available even for the dogs and hogs who eat stew. Rather, one should engage himself in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such austerity, one's heart becomes purified. So thus he becomes freed from material contaminations. And he becomes situated on the eternal platform of loving reciprocation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the constitutional position and right of every living entity. Krishna has actually expanded the living entities because he likes to enjoy loving relationships with them. So if one takes to devotional service, then he has the right, in a sense, to go back to Godhead. That is said in the Bhagavatam by Lord Brahma, that Tattenu kampam susamiksamanam bunjane vatmakritam vipakam vidvag vapur bir vididan namaste jivete yomukti pade sadayabak. Lord Brahma said that, my dear Lord, one who goes on earnestly waiting for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while tolerating the reactions of his previous misdeeds, and offering you, feelingly offering you prayers with his mind and words and body, he becomes eligible for liberation because it has become his rightful claim. The word dayabak means rightful claim. Just as the son is a rightful inheritor of the property of the father, so in the same way, one who is performing devotional service, his rightful claim is to go back to Godhead. To get liberation. That doesn't just mean, you know, some Brahman liberation. It means to go back to Godhead. Because this verse was also quoted by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to Lord Chaitanya. And when he quoted the verse, he changed the last line from Jiveta Yo Mukti Pade to Jiveta Yo Bhakti Pade Sadaya Bhak. So Lord Chaitanya said that, why are you changing the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam? So of course Sarvabhauma, he had previously been an impersonalist striving for mukti, and he told Lord Chaitanya that, now I've taken shelter of your lotus feet, I can't tolerate this word mukti anymore. And besides, you know, a devotee is not striving for mukti, he's striving for bhakti, eternal devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya said, he said, actually, from the word mukti pade, he said, I can understand this means Lord Krishna, because he is the awarder of all kinds of liberation. He is Mukunda, and all kinds of liberation are situated at his lotus feet. So therefore, mukti pade means Krishna, no need to change. But anyway, again Sarvabhauma quoted, and again quoted bhakti pade. He said, I just can't tolerate this word mukti. So then Lord Chaitanya embraced him. He said, or a real devotee. So anyway, point is that if one takes to devotional service, then the result will be, if he's diligent, goes on performing the path, the result will be that he will go back to Godhead. It may not happen immediately that he becomes a pure devotee, but he has to be patient, just as it mentioned by Rupa Goswami, Utsahan Nishchaya Daryat. One has to be enthusiastic, endeavor with confidence, and he has to be patient. Prabhupada gave the example how when a young girl is married, she may want to have a child the next day, but this is not possible. She has to be patient, she has to serve her husband, and in due course of time, because she's married, there'll be a child. So if one takes to the process of devotional service, and if he goes on diligently and patiently, in due course there will be the desired result, which is that he attains love for Krishna, and he goes back home, back to Godhead. Actually, the advanced devotees, they didn't even aspire so much to go back to Godhead. Their main aspiration was just to be engaged in devotional service. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said that, my dear Lord, I don't mind even if I'm born in the next life as an insect, but please let it be in the house of a devotee. Somehow or other get the association of the devotees and remember Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, of course, he prays, Nadanam Nijanam Sundarim Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmani Shri Bhavatad Bhakti Rahoitu Kitvai, that I don't want anything in this material world, wealth, followers, association of beautiful women. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. So that is a real liberated platform, just to be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. And then whether one is in the spiritual world or whether he is serving Krishna here in this world, as long as he's firmly fixed in devotional service, then he's rightly situated. He's in his eternal constitutional position. So we have to get back to that eternal constitutional position, because we have strayed away from that position. We have been allured by the promises of Maya, and this has Maya has captured our attention and distracted us from Krishna, and then entangled us in so many kinds of other activities in this material world. Maya is very powerful. She has two kinds of potency. She covers the knowledge of the living entity and throws him down into the darkness of ignorance. So that is to say, she makes us forgetful of our relationship with Krishna. And she makes us think that we can develop a relation with her or her agents or different person, other persons who are entangled in her clutches. And she makes us think that we'll get happiness that way. So in that way, we forget who we really are. Then she throws us down into some different species of life. And we become completely identified with that body and completely absorbed in trying to maintain the body and gratify the senses of that body. And so one's spiritual life, it goes out the window. One's relationship with Krishna becomes forgotten. And one simply stumbles around in this dark material world. Just like Prahlad Maharaj mentioned, Nate vidu sparta gatin hi Vishnu durasaye bahir artamani na andayatan dir upaniyamanam te pishatantra urudamni badha. That one who is too much attached to material sense enjoyment and who accepts as his leader or guru a similar blind man does not understand that the goal of life is to engage in devotional service and to go back home, back to Godhead. So just as a blind man led by another blind man misses the right path and falls into a ditch, so a materially attached man led by another materially attached man is bound by the ropes of fruit of labor, which are made of very strong cords. And thus he continues again and again in material existence, lifetime after lifetime. He's forced to take one body after another, and he's simply engaged in fruit of work, sense gratification. And because of this, he doesn't get any glimpse of his real identity, his real relationship with the Lord. The Prophet said that just like a blind man or a man living in a dark cave cannot see anything at all. He cannot see himself, he cannot see others, he cannot see the sun. If someone leads him out of the cave into the sunlight, then he can see everything clearly. He can see the sun, he can see himself, he can see others, he can see what's going on. So one who is in a Maya is like a man in a dark cave. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoya Andakar Jaha Krishna Taha Maya Nahi Adhikar. But Krishna is like the sun. So where there is Krishna, then there cannot be Maya. Maya doesn't have influence. So We have to come out of the dark cave. But very hard to get out on one's own. So that's why we have to take shelter of Guru and Krishna. So Krishna is described here as the original spiritual master of all other spiritual masters. There's more of the purport I can read. The word varnam refers to the luster of one's original identity. The original luster of gold or silver is brilliant. Similarly, the original luster of the living being, who is part of the Satchidananda Vigraha, is the luster of Ananda, of pleasure. Anandamayo Vyasa. Every living entity has the right to become Anandamoya, joyful, because he is part of the Satchidananda Vigraha, Krishna. Why should the living being be put into tribulation? Because of dirty contamination by the modes of material nature. The living entity should become purified and regain his swarup, his original identity. This he can do only by devotional service. Therefore, one should adopt the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described here as Guru, the spiritual master of all other spiritual masters. Even though we may not have the fortune to contact the Supreme Lord personally, the Lord's representative is as good as the Lord himself, because such a representative does not say anything unless it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, gives a definition of Guru. Jarideka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh. The bona fide Guru is he who advises his disciples exactly in accordance with the principles spoken by Krishna. The bona fide Guru is he who has accepted Krishna as Guru. This is the parampara system. The original Guru is Vyasadeva. Because he is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein everything spoken relates to Krishna. Therefore, Guru Puja is also known as Vyasa Puja. In the final analysis, the original Guru is Krishna. His disciple is Narada, whose disciple is Vyasa. And in this way, we gradually come in touch with the Guru Parampara. One cannot become a Guru if he does not know what the personality of Godhead or his incarnation wants. The mission of the Guru is the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So this principle then of Guru Parampara is crucial in spiritual life. In the nectar of devotion, the first injunction for development of bhakti is to seek out a bona fide spiritual master and to take shelter of him and under his guidance to execute devotional service. So the bona fide guru, as mentioned here, is one who repeats the instructions of the previous spiritual masters and the instructions of Krishna without changing the meaning in any way, so that everyone can get the chance to engage in devotional service and be connected in this way through pure connection, pure parampara with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the reason why Srila Prabhupada's preaching was so effective, because he was so faithful to the Guru Parampara. And his instruction to us is to simply continue the same preaching in the same way, and there will be effect, because we are simply repeating the same instructions of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So in this way, the Guru Parampara can expand unlimitedly, just like in the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he traveled to so many towns and villages, and he convinced the people to chant Hare Krishna. And those people in turn, they convinced other people to chant Hare Krishna. And then those people in turn convinced other people. So then it's stated that in this way the parampara was expanded unlimitedly. So the same principle is true today, that if we simply preach faithfully, as we hear from Srila Prabhupada, we should give a lot of time to study the books of Srila Prabhupada and understand how he preaches, also to hear his lectures. There are much nice work done nowadays by the Bhaktivedanta archives. They're producing these like complete Prabhupada libraries. And in this zone we want to also establish many Prabhupada libraries. There's a pledge by the archives to establish 1,000 Prabhupada libraries by 1996. So Prabhupada libraries, complete Prabhupada libraries mean all of Prabhupada's books, all of Prabhupada's conversations, all Prabhupada's tapes, lectures and morning walks, and of course the conversations are also there. Also there are many video tapes and different films of Srila Prabhupada. So there's an incredible amount of material about Srila Prabhupada. So this is very important for us to hear from Prabhupada and to read what he said, because you know he's the foundation of our ISKCON society. Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya, and in the also Chaitanya Mangal it's mentioned by Lochandas that there's a great Senapani Pati Bhakta who will spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So Srila Prabhupada, he's that Senapati Bhakta who has, he is actually the one who has established Krishna consciousness in so many countries, and who's also given the formula for the continuing spreading of Krishna consciousness by establishing ISKCON centers and showing us how to worship the deities and how to prepare prasadam, distribute prasadam, how to organize sankirtan, how to print books. He has established the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, so he's instructed the devotees that, just like this one tape of Prabhupada said, just print as many books in as many languages and distribute all over the world, and the Krishna consciousness movement will spread automatically. And we can see the effect of that constant production of books, distribution of books. So many people, just by getting books, they become devotees. Probably most of the devotees, they got in touch with Krishna consciousness by getting some book, or if they came in touch some other way, then they would get a book and they study the book, and that would cement their faith in Prabhupada and the Krishna conscious process. So Prabhupada gave so much stress, and he spent so much time to translate books. He was getting up so early every morning, spending so many hours just translating these books. And then he also gave so much stress to getting them printed, just like he insisted that the devotees print the 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita in 2 months. And of course the BBT trustee, he said, "This is not possible, Srila Prabhupada. This is just too difficult." And Prabhupada told him that this impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. And he said, "You have to do it." So the devotees did a marathon of book production. They actually, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, they produced 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, complete with all the color photographs, bound, printed, everything within 2 months. So this shows the incredibly strong desire of Srila Prabhupada to get these books translated and to write these purports, which give such valuable guidance how to practically apply Krishna consciousness in the modern world. So we have to also try to imbibe that mood of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada sacrificed everything to establish the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. It's his life's work to execute the order of his spiritual master and to present Krishna consciousness in a very, very attractive way, so that the whole world would get the chance and would take to Krishna consciousness. And we can see all over the world now there are devotees in China, in Russia, in Africa, in America, South America, Europe, all over the world. Even places, the difficult places, still by continued distribution of Prabhupada's book, people have become devotees. China was a difficult place in Hong Kong, the devotees were preaching there for years and years, and you know, not much result from that, but still, just by continuing on and on and on, distributing books, gradually more and more devotees came, and Krishna consciousness gradually entered into China like that. And now it's going on, even though there's a lot of repression there from the government, still Krishna conscious movement is picking up momentum. The same thing in the Eastern Bloc countries. Our Devamrita Maharaj, he knows very well the difficulties of penetrating there into Eastern Bloc, Poland, Russia, etc., etc. But it was in like a needle and out like a plow. Because Krishna consciousness went in, and of course Prabhupada was the first person to go. He went to Moscow and he started the preaching there. And he actually made a devotee just in a couple of days that he went there. And that devotee started preaching and, you know, spread Krishna consciousness all over the place. And of course, actually, many of those early devotees, they're not with us anymore. But somehow or other, they got the momentum going, and then others, you know, took it up. And in this way, there's so many thousands of devotees practicing Krishna consciousness. So, but it's all based on Prabhupada's books. One of the main activities of the preaching was to get Prabhupada's books printed in those languages. And today we have Prabhupada's books in so many of those Eastern languages. Even nowadays, Prabhupada's books are, you know, printed in Mongolian and also Vietnamese now. Vietnamese devotees have translated 5 books, and they're going to be, some devotees are going there to distribute those books. So this is our principal weapon. Prabhupada compared the books to bombs, and he said that we have to shower millions of bombs into the laps of the conditioned souls, and in this way their lives can be changed, because even by just reading a line or a verse, they can purify their consciousness and become attracted. And the more they become attracted, the more they go on looking into these books, the more they'll become inspired and convinced of the Krishna consciousness process. And they'll be getting the association of Krishna, because Krishna is speaking in these books. Krishna is the original spiritual master, and Krishna is speaking in these books too. Not only Krishna is speaking, but all, so many important, eminent spiritual masters are speaking. Vyasadeva is speaking, Narada Muni is speaking, Lord Brahma is speaking, Sukadeva is speaking, Suta Goswami is speaking, and so many other acharyas, like Sridhar Swami is being quoted, and Madhavacharya, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada is also speaking. So we have like the, you know, accumulated instructions of all the acharyas, plus the Supreme Personality of Godhead here in these books. So there's no higher knowledge, no higher source of knowledge, just as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mata Parataram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya. He said, there's no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung. Also he said, Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyak Savagamam Dharmyam Susukum Kartam Agyayam. This knowledge is the king of education, and it's the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting, and it is joyfully performed. So acquisition of this transcendental knowledge is so important for advancement in spiritual life. And Prabhupada, he encouraged book distribution like anything, but he also encouraged study of his books. Sometimes he would criticize devotees that, you know, some devotees, he was kind of mimicking a devotee, that somebody asked, you know, the devotee, you know, why are you distributing these books? And the devotee said, you know, because these are the best books, they'll give you the topmost knowledge. And then Prabhupada asked him that, then what's inside the books? You know? Oh, I don't know, these books are just for distribution. But the Prabhupada said, this is not good enough. And one has to read the books and know what's inside the books and be able to explain the teachings to others. And he said, if you don't read the books, then how can you preach? Of course, in the beginning we may come, we may not know so much, we can be engaged also in distributing books. And there'll be effect. In one purport, Prabhupada said that a neophyte devotee acting under the direction of an advanced devotee can also turn others into Vaishnavas. So, you know, because he's serving in the proper way, under the proper thought, there'll be an effect. But still, you know, he shouldn't just go on like that and not try to understand the books. He must read the books, understand the books. Therefore, Prabhupada established Bhagavatam class, that we must come to Bhagavatam class and hear the books and discuss a subject matter also, you know, from different angles of vision. One purport Prabhupada said that hearing in the association of devotees is more potent than simply reading. Not to say that we shouldn't also read, you know, quietly, but especially you must come to the classes. Whoever's giving class, sometimes, you know, the devotees may feel, I'll only go to class if there's, say, some sannyasi is visiting, giving class, or some senior devotee, and so-and-so else give class, I won't go. But actually we should come to the class, whatever. And we can also make comment. We should also give class. Everyone should practice, try to give classes and preach Krishna consciousness whenever possible. Then one will really get the blessings of the Lord. Because it's clear, that's the Lord's instruction. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to the Kumar Brahmin, Jari Deko Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh Amaragya Guruha Tare Desh. And Prabhupada is always repeating that verse, especially on his Vyasa Puja days. The archives also produced, you know, that one book, Festivals with Srila Prabhupada. So they're like excerpts from his lectures. There's like a series of lectures on Janmashtami, another series on Radhashtami. There's a series of lectures that he gave on Vyasa Puja, all the different years. And if you read those lectures, every lecture Prabhupada quoting that verse, I mean, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, sometimes same. You know, whoever you meet, tell him about Krishna. In this way, become guru and deliver the whole land. And he's repeating, I want my disciples to become gurus. It's not difficult, you simply repeat what you've heard from the spiritual master like that. Don't change anything or you'll spoil everything. Just, you know, repeat the same thing, just as we were discussing the other day. Like, just like the peon or the postman is delivering the letter and he's not opening, not changing it. So in the same way, we repeat. So, and Prabhupada also, he cited example of one young child, Saraswati. Some man came to the temple and he asked, who is